Thanks for coming back to another episode of Real Talk with Bob and T. I'm Bob.
And I'm T.
What's going on today, T? How you feeling, girl? You're looking so good.
Oh my. Keep bring it on. Bring it on.
What's up?
Nothing much, Bob. Well, thank you for the compliment.
Oh yeah.
I am doing good. And you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Good. You know why I'm feeling good?
Why is that?
Because we are running another promotion.
We surely are. Johnny Knoxville knocks it out the park in his new movie, Sweet Dreams, now available on digital. A misfit softball team of recovering addicts swings for the fences and prove that everyone can hit a home run in this wild journey of second chances. Grab Sweet Dreams now from Fandango at home. Rated R from Paramount Pictures.
Sounds like a hilarious movie.
Yeah, it really
Johnny
does.
Knoxville is funny. Oh my goodness. Make sure you listen to the entire episode so you can hear how you can get your chance to get your hands on the digital codes.
For Sweet Dreams,
There
that's
you go.
right.
Sweet Dreams. There was a song called Sweet Dreams.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
You know I want to, right?
I know.
But I can't remember who made the Sweet Dreams are made of. Anything all right,
Who
but
am I to
yeah,
decide? Yeah, man.
who made it?
Oh no.
You're old. That was
You're what came up
old
with this whole
song. Hey, you
idea.
know what? But you know, I could have been listening to it on the oldie station.
Yeah. On your station. I got
216 to blend. Yeah, you won't find that one on 216 to blend though.
it.
But Bob, you know the old saying, to be a kid again.
Right.
If you were a kid again, what would you do?
If I was a kid again, I'd probably go outside and play any bounce in the field with my friends, and go to the corner store and get the quarter waters, quarter drinks, you know what I'm saying? And the quarter chips. Oh man, that was good times back then. The quarter pop and the
Okay.
quarter chips. Oh my goodness.
Okay. So, quick question. And I think I've asked before, what is any bounce?
Any bounce. Well, this is a game that we played. It was sort of like baseball. Everybody had the baseball, and the baseball diamond or whatever like that. And the thing was, you took a bat, there was a pitcher, he pitched to the person that was hitting the ball, and if you caught the ball on a bounce, it was your time to go, it was your turn to go up the bat.
So it was like OUT.
OUT, what's that?
I kind of remember a game called OUT, you're out. And you just throw the ball and you hit the ball. You hit the person with the
I don't know about that one. OUT.
Yeah. Like you'll throw the ball. It's like a little softball, but it's like a rubber ball.
Okay.
And you would throw it like they were run and you would throw it, you hit them and they're out. You'd be like OUT. And I think you get the OU, maybe, I don't know. But it
Yeah.
was called OUT.
Okay. That's your childhood. Mine was, stuff in the park, in the little diamond in the dirt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hey.
Playing 33, you know what I'm
What is
saying?
33?
Basketball.
Okay. I wasn't out and I wasn't a
Yeah, I
sports
know you
girl.
wasn't no out kid like that.
I was not in the like
Okay.
oh, goodness. Anyways, okay. Say that you're dating this young lady.
Okay.
Okay. You guys have been dating, say about 6 months. And you notice she has like, when you go out, she has like a lot of kid toys and just different things with her. So, you're like, okay, she has a kid
Hold on. You say when we go out, she has kid
in
toys.
her car.
Okay.
Just not just like at
Say
her.
that. Say that. Okay.
She has like stuff in her car. You see like little hair bows and just, kid stuff.
Oh, okay. So she might have a little girl. Okay.
Right. And she's like, oh, all this stuff. I always have to keep this stuff and I got to keep snacks and
Now,
all.
hold on. For 6 months, I didn't ask her. You have kids and all that. That was like one of them first couple questions.
Yeah, but she's like, I don't want to talk about it. You know what I'm saying?
You don't
My
want to, you don't want to talk about if you have kids. It's either
some
yes or no.
people don't discuss their kid. I mean,
No, I'm
you
not
got
asking you to tell me about your kids. I'm asking you if you have them.
okay. And she says, you know what? It's like my kid. So, I mean, that could be anything like from a niece to a cousin, could be a friend's kid that she's taking care of.
Go on.
Do you investigate anymore? Do you ask any more questions, or you just let it go?
You know what? If in the beginning of the relationship, I see you with all these little extracurricular kid items in your car, and I ask you, do you have a kid? And you say, what did you say?
I mean, it's something like that.
Something. What does that mean?
It's something like that. I just don't want to talk about it. It's something like that. We, you know, as the relationship progresses, if it progresses,
We probably
we
gonna
will.
move no further because I mean, you're not even telling me the truth.
No, she says something like that.
I mean, come on, I want. All right.
That's what she said.
All right.
If the relationship progresses, you know, I'll tell you more.
No relationship. I'm just taking you out. I
Six
don't know
months?
about you.
I mean, 6 months would be somewhat considered.
In 6 months, I would know if you have a child or not.
All right, so y'all dating. Okay, gosh, Bob.
Okay.
All right. So I would say your 6 month anniversary, but according to you all are just on a date.
That's right.
So you guys are out
After 6 months, we're on another date.
on another date. I guess maybe say you take her out once a month. I don't know.
All right.
You're killing my story.
Yeah.
Okay, so say you're at the park this time. And you know, you guys are sitting down, but she has great conversation though. You know what I'm saying? It's just this mystery about this little mystery kid.
Yeah, conversation ain't that good. You ain't telling me about the kid. I'm asking you about that. Conversation about that.
She don't want to talk about it.
All right, that's fine.
So here it is, like the 6 month, so what, date anniversary. And she tells you, you know, you've asked about the kid. But then she goes, she's like, now, do you remember when you were a kid, like your favorite things to do? So you tell her. And then she asks you, you know, did you ever have an imaginary friend?
Okay.
Did you ever have an imaginary friend?
Not when I was old enough to go outside and get my friends. I don't recall. You know, maybe when I was young, it was just me in the house, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my goodness.
Maybe, but not when I was old enough and I had friends that I could actually touch, you know?
She tells you, you know, because she was an only child,
Okay.
and you knew that about her,
Yeah.
that she had an imaginary friend.
Gotcha.
And she was, you know, she said that her imaginary friend would come and go, you know, as she got friends, her imaginary friend would leave. But she was like, lately, she's been around and she's been hanging around for like the last year.
This imaginary
Her
friend.
imaginary friend.
Gotcha.
And she was like, she wants to introduce you to her imaginary friend.
Okay. You want to introduce me to your imaginary friend?
Right.
How's that gonna happen?
And she said, you know, you always ask the question if I had kids, and I told you something like that.
Okay.
She said, well, my imaginary friend is like, she's not my kid, but she's like my little sister. That's where the toys come from, the hair bows, all the snacks, because she just won't leave.
I don't know if I'm ready for this. On the real. I don't know if I'm ready for this.
Oh boy, Bob.
This sounds like it's some kind of deep.
So she says, I really want you to meet Tabitha. Tabitha, that's her name.
Well, no, you know what? I might not even want to meet Tabitha.
Are you sure? Because
Probably.
I talk to Tabitha every night about you,
That's
and
fine.
she's super excited to meet you.
Okay. Well, you know what? Do I need to drop you off back off at the house or?
No. I mean, you can, but you come in, I want you to meet Tabitha.
No. I just said I don't. I probably don't want to meet Tabitha.
I mean, she's really, I mean, she's kind of shy, but she does want to meet you.
So am I. I probably I probably don't want to meet Tabitha. Okay.
Oh, so you don't want to meet her face to face? I mean, you guys can FaceTime.
I probably don't want to meet Tabitha. Okay?
All right. Well, Bob, I just want to let you know, not meeting Tabitha is like breaking my heart because we're like this. We're like close, close. We tell each other everything. And she knows how I feel about you. So she's really excited to meet you.
Well, honestly, I don't want to break your heart. I don't want to break your heart. And but let me step back when I say this. I don't want to break your heart, but I don't want to be Tabitha, And are you talking to somebody? Are you seeing someone as far as maybe sitting on somebody's couch or something like that? Or,
Bob,
huh?
no, because why? I have Tabitha.
Yeah, I understand. You and Tabitha are tight. Y'all tight.
Well, I mean, where I go, she goes. You know what I'm saying?
I
Like I
understand.
said, she's been around lately. She's been hanging around for a while, and she just won't go. So I kind of just figured, you know what I'm saying? It could be because the new, chapter of my life with you,
I
and
understand.
we're building this future together. So, you know.
No, no. Okay. Well, honestly, I'm gonna drop you off right here.
At the park?
No, I'm gonna take you home. I'm sorry. I'm gonna take you home. And we're gonna reconvene with this at another time.
Okay, now you're sure because if you're taking me home, she is there.
I'm dropping you off. You can get out of the car, go into your house, and I'm gonna move on. I'm gonna keep going. I'm not coming in.
Are you sure?
All right. So, do you want to ride back to the house or not?
I mean, it's cool, but I guess my thing is, I know you would like her.
Okay.
You like me.
I'm not going to meet her right now.
Okay, tomorrow?
I'm not now. Not right now. Okay.
Tomorrow. Okay, not right now means tomorrow.
We know it. What not right now means is not right now. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I'm not going to meet her right now.
Okay, fine. I'm not going to push the issue.
Thank you.
So you drop her off. Next day, your phone rings. You know what I'm saying? It's her. It's her number.
Okay.
Do you answer?
I don't know.
Say you answer.
All right, I answer.
So say your hellos.
Okay.
You
What's going on?
you didn't want to meet me in person. I figured that I would just call you.
Tap that. I don't know what tap that.
Best friend.
Oh, you are such and such as imaginary friend who's talking to me.
Right, I called you.
Go on, Tabitha.
So I really wanted to meet you. We are here and we're making dinner, and we really want to invite you over.
Okay.
Because she was really into you, and I really, really want to meet you.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds a little bit too weird for me, honestly. I'm probably gonna cut ties with Tabitha and her friend. I mean, honestly. I mean, all that is too, that's too out there for me. It really is.
So this is the end of your relationship. You're never going to meet Tabitha.
No.
What are you going to tell a kid?
Who am I gonna tell who?
Tabitha.
I just told her.
Oh, you told her that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, Bob. See, now you know that could lead to other things, but hey, this is
Oh my
your, no, this is
goodness.
your story. This
Can
is,
lead to other
I
things.
mean,
You already led me to this thing.
all
So what
right.
other can it lead to?
I don't know. So you're cutting ties with her and Tabitha.
Probably.
All right.
Like I say,
So.
I'm not ready for that kind of relationship. I'm not. Yeah.
Right. So a couple of weeks have passed. You hadn't heard anything from her. So
Great.
now you start seeing notes on your car. Notes saying, I really want to meet you. It shouldn't have to be like this. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm very friendly. I've been around for the last 30 plus years. Why can't we meet? I mean, you get these little notes, you get these just like weird things. And then you see stuff like on your windshield, like lipstick, written in lipstick and different things like that.
Oh, I got a stalker. This sounds like a stalker. I mean, honestly, this sounds like a stalker move. And I don't know if it's a girl, because Tabitha is imaginary. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't imagine speaking to someone named Tabitha. But Tabitha is imaginary. Like I say, this is too much for Bob. It's beyond me. It's beyond me. So I'm gonna cut ties with all this.
You're done.
I'm
You're just like completely done.
it's too much for me to handle.
All right. Are you going to tell anybody about your situation?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell everybody about my situation. Tell everybody so they can know about you and your imaginary friend. So they know to steer clear, and they know if something happened to me, yo, look into her and her imaginary friend.
All right. So, few more weeks have passed,
For a couple more weeks, okay.
and you're out, you
Yeah.
know, and you so happen to see her, the girl.
Okay.
All right. And you see her holding hands with what looks like a child.
Okay.
And, you know, the kid goes running and she's like, Tabitha, come back.
Okay.
And next thing you know what I'm saying? The kid then ran to the store and you just watching. Are you like, is this really happening? Like, what's really going on?
I'm just sitting back watching.
Okay. So next thing you know, Tabitha come running out. Then the girls start running out and they just run off in the car. They hop in the car, they go. And then you see like the police just run up to the spot.
Okay.
Where
We run up in one spot. It's
they
true.
just the store they just came out of.
Okay.
And you get out the car and you're like, what in the world is going on? And the police officer like, they done got us again. They done got us again. Girl and a little girl. He was like, we don't know what's going on. We don't know if this is a kid, if this is just, you know what I'm saying, some person that's a little on the smaller side. We don't know what's going on. But these two have been going from state to state, hitting up different jewelry stores, and they
Okay.
always seem to get away.
Okay.
So now, what are you thinking? Because you saw Tabitha, you heard her say Tabitha.
Okay.
So what are you thinking?
Then I'm glad I didn't get mixed up with that. Honestly, that's what I'm thinking as I hop it, as I put my car in gear and I move on.
So, would you say anything about it?
What can I say?
Like, hey, I know her, and I know.
No. I'm not
Okay.
saying anything. I'm going to move on.
All right. So, Bob, Tabitha was her little sidekick. She was a little bit on the shorter side, and she played this off really well as being her imaginary friend. But Tabitha was actually real, and they would go rob jewelry stores. And because Tabitha was the size of a kid, she kind of got away with it.
Oh, that she got away with robbing jewelry stores, or she
Right,
got.
because who really gonna look at a kid? You know, you running in getting your kid. Next thing you know, store and got, you know, whatever.
Please.
But no, there was no issues going on. She just used that as an excuse.
So that was a huge issue going on.
Yeah, but her and Tabitha were like jewelry store robbers.
There was jury. So was Tabitha an adult?
She was.
She was an adult. So why did she have a choice?
She had to play it off.
Okay.
She had to play it off. Remember the movie Little Man? I think it was Little Man.
Yeah.
There you go. It's just a flip version.
Ah, I gotcha. So tell me this, T. Now, what if you ran across a guy? Same situation. It was just in flip. Now you asked him, you saw he had toys and stuff around. Well, I mean, but you asked him if he had a child. And he said it's complicated.
You know, when he gave me the answer of being complicated, I'm gonna dig a little bit further. But no grown man should be riding around in the car with toys and you don't physically have a kid that's yours or that you're taking care of. You got too many red flags up for me.
I agree.
So in that situation, I'm out. I don't even want to hear your explanation because for one, if a man, if you tell me it's complicated, but you can't in so many words tell me that you got a kid, that means your situation is complicated. I don't want to be part of your situation.
Right.
I don't want to have any dealings with it. So guess what? I've left the situation so I don't have to complicate things anymore for you. You figure it out, and I'm blocking you.
Okay. So you're gonna black, your dude. So you're gonna black your dude.
Oh, I'm done. If you're telling me, I mean, because that is one of the questions that you ask, well, you should ask, when you get to know somebody. And if you're telling me it's complicated, that means either that can be too many things. It's baby mama drama, it's ex-wife drama, current wife drama, side chick drama. I ain't got time for none of the drama.
Okay.
So guess what? I'm gonna complicate myself out of this complicated situation.
All right.
I'm walking backwards. Wish the best for you. Don't even worry about it. And you ain't even got to worry about dropping me off because you ain't even pick me up. I met you at the spot.
I
So
got you.
we're good.
Wow. So it probably wouldn't have even lasted
It wouldn't even
anymore.
got that far. And when I saw him and whoever at the little jewelry store,
Yeah.
I would have been like, I'm glad I used the brains that my mother gave me and the smarts that my aunts taught me and the rest of my family because I'm out of this situation. I'm not
Okay.
getting caught up in that mess.
Right. I feel the exact same way.
That's good, Bob.
Come
That's good.
on now. I might have been born at night, but I wasn't born last. You know what I'm saying?
You
Come on.
old using a line like that.
Hey, I don't care. I do not care.
Yeah, but it is like a what would you do? Would you even let that situation go any further if they're telling you, it's complicated? All right. Well, it's past my bedtime.
That what you would say is past my bedtime.
Yeah, I'm gonna listen to the story. I'm gonna listen because I'm gonna ask some questions.
All right, I know you will.
And then at some point, I'll be like, okay, all right. I'm not gonna break it off right then and there, but
Come on, when you gonna
wish
bring it off?
he'll realize once he can't get in touch with me. You know
So
what? It was,
you in your mind have broken it
oh,
off.
it's done.
But you haven't told that to him.
It's done. Okay, you
Don't
know
you think
what?
that's a little more volatile?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I
That's a
mean, no,
little
I mean,
more
I
messy.
don't. I
That's a
don't.
little more messy.
Yeah, I'm not breaking up with you face to face and all. No, especially at a park.
I mean, I agree to that. You probably want witnesses around when you're breaking it off, but
Yeah.
still.
Yeah, I want you to figure it out. Dang, her voicemail always coming on. Yeah, and don't get a brain and try to call me from somebody else's number
Right.
because I'm still not answering. So yeah, this and maybe I'll say I realize the situation was I got to work on myself. I really have to work on myself
Oh,
because
is
I
that what you
don't
would say?
think that this situation is good for you or me. I got a lot of things going on right now.
Yeah, all right.
So, it, yeah.
Number might come up your people's number, and your people might be like, "Well, such and such is over here. He's looking for you."
My people already know. They already know.
What? Don't let him in your house.
Don't we? Yeah, this situation. Let me tell you. Let me tell you what happened from the beginning, when you tell me the situation that you're in is complicated with kids, it wouldn't have gone any further. Like I said, I'm gonna listen because I'm gonna ask questions, but we're not going into 6 months. We're not going into 6 days. We ain't even making it 6 hours.
I got
I'm done.
you. Okay.
Anything else, Pop?
That is all. Is there anything else muted?
I don't have anything else at
Okay,
all.
great.
But listen to since you listened to the episode. Let us know what you would do in this situation for your chance to win your digital movie codes.
Of Sweet Dreams.
Are made for me.
No, that's the name of the movie, Sweet
I know
Dreams.
that, Bob. I was born into the song.
Oh my goodness. All
Okay.
right. Well, thank you so much for listening. And also, like T said, let us know what you think. And you get a chance at these movie codes for the movie Sweet Dreams. Okay. So always let us know what you think of the podcast, or what you think of the situations that we throw at you. At Real Talk with Bob and T. That's TEE at gmail.com. We would love to hear what you got to say. All right.
And you can always reach out to us on Instagram at real_dot_bt. What?
No.
I haven't been on it for a minute. I forgot. real_bt. Okay. Just listen to a past episode and you'll find out how to reach us on Instagram. That's terrible, Bob.
Yeah.
Really bad. Hey, but you definitely can catch us every Monday morning, 8 a.m., 8 p.m., and midnight on 216 The Blend.
That's right.
And that's the numbers 216 and then The Blend.
That's right. Or you can always put hashtag 216 The Blend in Google or any search engine that you have, and it'll take you right there.
Take you right to the station.
Okay.
All right, Bob, anything else?
Like always, everyone, live, love, laugh, and pray.
Enjoy, y'all.